Hello and welcome to another episode of the NESG Radio. Today, we mark World MSME Day 2025, themed Business for SMEs Connecting the Entrepreneurs. And in recognition of this, we will be having a panel discussion on strengthening linkages in Nigeria's MSME ecosystem. It is of utmost importance to foster dialogue on building effective linkages among MSMEs to support institutions and market actors to create an enabling environment for sustainable growth and resilience. As we all know, micro, small, and medium enterprises, that is the MSMEs, are the backbone of Nigeria's economy, contributing nearly 50% of GDP and employing over 80% of the workforce. However, despite their strategic importance, these categories of businesses in Nigeria continue to face numerous challenges, including limited access to finance, weak market linkages, infrastructure deficit, and limited access to digital tools. This conversation aims to explore strategies and frameworks for connecting entrepreneurs across sectors, regions, and value chains in Nigeria, thereby unlocking their potential for collaboration, innovation, and growth. I am Ayokunomi Abraham, the head of SME banking at Union Bank, and the lead Access to Finance Thematic Group at MSME Community of Practice. And on this panel discussion, I have Dr. Femi Egbesola, the president of Association of Small Business Owners of Nigeria, ASBON. He is also a co-facilitator, MSME Community of Practice. I also have Mrs. Aisha Rahim, CEO Farms to You. Farms to You is an agriculture supply chain company that seeks to foster a more sustainable and profitable food supply chain in sub-Saharan Africa. She is also the lead for the Policy and Regulations Thematic Group, MSME Community of Practice. And the third panelist, but not the least, is Mrs. Olubunmi Awoyemi, convener, Crafts to Cash, MSME Community. She's a subject matter expert in supply planning projects. So we go to the panel discussion right away, because our panelists are business people as well as people who are committing their time to the development of MSME engagement and outputs in our country. So I'll be calling on Mrs. Awoyemi to please, you know, share her thoughts on the matter of market access and regional trade. Answering this question, what mechanisms are working to link MSMEs to the domestic and export markets in Nigeria, looking at the AFC, FTA, trade fairs, online platforms? What mechanisms are working to link MSMEs to domestic and export markets?
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Abraham. Interestingly, market access and regional trade is a very core area for MSMEs. It is pivotal for their growth and scaling. And today we have a lot of MSMEs actually showcasing and selling their products and services, majorly on online platforms. Like you have TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, amongst others. So a lot of them are on this platform creating communities, trying to market their product as much as possible, building content around it, reaching out to people domestically and to domestic buyers and even buyers from other nations of the world. They also go, they do a lot also on IM platforms like WhatsApp and Telegram. I think some of us actually belong to these WhatsApp groups or Telegram groups where they advertise what they do. You have a lot of people that say, oh, we ship things from China, we produce this much if you want to be a distributor. So they build a community of their own and try to sell as much as possible. Then I think they are also opportune to have some government and private institutions, including individuals, who come up with trade fairs, organize different exhibitions to help them showcase their products, both locally, internationally. Like we have the Lagos International Trade Fair, we have Ecobank Adire Lagos, the Sterling Bank Made by Nigerian exhibition, and you have the very popular one that it's going to showcase. It started in Nigeria, it's gone abroad now, quite big. The Niger Brand Chic Trade Fair. They are going to be in the US in a couple of weeks. And in Africa, we have Intra-Africa Trade Fair as well. There's one coming up this year, sometime in October. You have Food and Beverage West Africa Exhibition. There are a whole lot of them coming up, trying to help MSMEs and local businesses to access market, access customers locally and internationally. However, this does not give them the capacity. Largely, it doesn't give them the capacity and speed to scale. Yes, a lot of them would grow from such exhibitions. It gives them opportunity to interact, to collaborate, but majority of them drop off, right? So it's still a major challenge. There is need for us to access the market, get people to actually trust our products. Without going to exhibitions, you already have your customer base from different sources, depending on how you're able to market your product. So there are a couple of reasons why they can't scale from such means of trade. For instance, you have cost of attendance. There are some exhibitions that you have to pay quite a huge sum of money to have a stand, and some of them can't afford it. I always say that in the acronym MSME, the first M is majority when it comes to this community or this set of people. You have the first M, which is the micro, and even the nano that we don't usually add to this. There are a large chunk of them that make up the small enterprises we have, especially in Nigeria and Africa. Then we shouldn't forget also the transactional challenges like payment method or payment harmonization. It's still a major challenge for them. But are we able to close these gaps? I think yes. There are opportunities, there are avenues for us to close these gaps. I will use an example, a case study of China, because I have actually tried to study how China survived, how they became an industrialized nation, and world power as it is. The first major point I see, and which I think would work very well for us in Nigeria and in Africa, is clustering, right? Are we able to cluster these businesses? Yes, we have different communities like what we run, Crafts to Cash. That is a community where people bring and showcase their products to potential buyers. But as a country, as a continent, are we able to create clusters? An example is what we have in Abeokuta, the Adire cluster. So if you talk Adire today, everybody's focusing to Abeokuta. Everybody's looking out to Abeokuta. Oh, if you go to Abeokuta, you go to a Doku market, you get Adire at very good prices, large quantity, varieties to pick from. So do we have such clusters? They are not common around us. So I think that's an opportunity. If you go to China today, you hear people tell you, if you want to buy children wear, go to this part of China. You want to buy shoes, go to this part of China. If you want to buy shoes, generally, they will tell you, go to Guangzhou, go to, there are different areas that are actually thought out for certain products. So I think clustering will help us. And if we are going to cluster it, we should be with incentives like moderate taxes, access to modernized production method. And this will also help to actually produce en masse. We'll have the volume, we have economy of scale, and it will actually help these guys to scale and make good money from their businesses. Eventually, they would grow beyond MSMEs and become reasonable companies or viable businesses. Then I think the last second point I would like to mention, and I may stop here because there are a whole lot of them, but these two actually stand out, which is clustering, and the second one is sponsorship to international fairs and exhibitions. So you have people who want to showcase their product, they are doing great things, but they are unable to show it to the world, to show it to potential customers, people who will be interested. And yes, they can showcase locally, majorly within the country, or sometimes within the continent if they can afford it. But when you have international exhibitions, which is something I think the country should look forward to, private sectors, private institutions should look at collaborating with people outside of the shores of Africa, outside of Nigeria. Even within Africa, I do not see that collaboration really happening, and that is regional trade that we should harness fully. So if we're able to get such collaborations, then we should think of sponsoring MSMEs to partake in this, to showcase their products, and so doing, they'll be motivated. They want to do more. They would learn from such events, and coming back, expect them to do a whole lot more. And that will bring them to the market where they've always wanted to be. So I would stop here.
Okay.
Basically,
that's
like I
quite
said.
Interesting.
Yes, like I said, at regional level, we can start locally, which has started, not as big as we would want it to be. But at regional level, I think we need to do a lot more work there, collaborations, and open up Africa to the world. Then we can extend it to other continents to showcase what we have in Africa. We have a whole lot more to showcase. I think we should.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mrs. Awoyemi. That was quite insightful. So yes, the challenges are there, but there are ways that MSMEs can link together in clusters, to achieve a lot of things for themselves while they wait for the big opportunity. Okay, so we'll move on to the next item, which is looking at the policy and regulatory support. What policies can foster a connected MSME ecosystem? I'll call on Mrs. Aisha Rahim to please speak to this.
Thank you so much, Mr. Abraham. I think in terms of policy, I think we need a lot more coordination. If we take, for example, the Nigerian Startup Act, there are lots of, yes, it's a very great bill that has now been passed into an act, but how is it being implemented? We have amazing policies across the country, but implementation remains a key issue. And I think that is something that we need to do better. Implement faster, and I think some of the ways to do that is engage civil societies, engage community leaders, and ensure that as policies are being developed, the local partners are being engaged simultaneously. Another thing I see is collaborations on a pan-African scale. If we think about, Miss Olubunmi Awoyemi spoke at length about the opportunities of cross-trade, trade fairs, and things like that. Nigeria has the Nexim Bank, Nigerian Export Import Bank. What type of engagement is Nexim Bank having with like an Afrexim Bank? Afrexim Bank recently launched something called the Afrexim Bank Flagship Accelerator Program, a program focused on SME companies. I see that as an opportunity for a Nexim, for instance, to create a pipeline of companies that can grow to a level where they can receive that capital from Afrexim Bank. This is a $250,000 threshold to get on that accelerator program. A lower entry point than the current entry points that Afrexim Bank as a company has. I think policy has a role to help to supporting the micro, small, medium enterprise scale from a technical assistance perspective, in addition to what I mentioned earlier, which is coordinating policy implementation by leveraging the grassroots. I can name a lot more, but I think those are two low-hanging fruits that come to mind when I think about the role that policy has. Policy is great, implementation is better, or even, dare I say, more important.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Rahim, for that. We cannot develop policies for people, for the people who will use them without involving them in drafting the policies. Dr. Gbesola, would you want to just add a comment to what Mrs. Rahim just said?
All right, thank you for the opportunity. Perhaps I would also want a situation where we have a central MSME data hub where we can track growth, look at policy and use it to drive intervention for the MSMEs. And this can also be targeted towards investors to see areas where investors can come in to support MSMEs. It will also not be a bad idea if we have impact assessment on MSMEs, where we can draw up a structure, a system, where we can look at these MSMEs and use it to drive economic policies that will support them. So if we have an ecosystem approach for all of these, where we talk about market access, finance, infrastructure, building networks, all synergized to one platform, I think it will work best for MSMEs.
Thank you very much, sir. That's very, very good. We have to, you know, work with central databases to be able to get MSMEs to have easy access. They know where this information and they can get to it very quickly. Okay, so I'll be coming again back to you, Dr. Gbesola, on looking at enabling subnational reforms for MSME growth and investment attraction. You know, just looking at why reforms at subnational levels are critical, lessons that we can learn from state-level business environments, how MSME policies can better coordinate, can be better coordinated across, you know, the various levels, local, state, federal. You know, can you please speak to enabling subnational reforms for MSME growth and investment attraction?
All right. Thank you for giving me the opportunity again. Talking about reforms at the national level, I think it's very critical because that is actually where the business operates. Talking about registration, taxation, permits, access to infrastructure, and all of that happens locally. So if you don't have a state-level reforms, national policies won't translate to real impact. And that's why more attention needs to be placed on states and local government reforms to synergize with what is happening at the national level. Talking about the gaps, there are so many gaps that will fail me to mention all of them. But maybe I just mention that of multiple taxation, which we are all aware of. Local government brings out their own bills, the state government brings theirs also, and the federal government comes up to top it up. Again, too, we have uncoordinated regulations, so many regulations that are not in tandem with themselves. Then again, too, we have poor MSME data tracking and record, like I mentioned the other time. And for me, for when we come to looking at the people, the MSMEs, and comparing notes within states, I think Lagos State is doing very well. They have a one-stop-shop platform where business registration and all of that can take place. Talking about Kaduna too, they have a simplified land process where within few days you can get all your documents and begin to use your land for business purposes and all of that. Ogun State too has an MSME desk where you can talk about everything that has to do with MSMEs, and they have some form of data bank when it comes to MSMEs. So for me, bringing this down to the three levels of government, I think the state and the local government needs to learn more from the federal. The federal government has come up with a number of initiatives. We have the Nigerian First, where you are expected to buy made in Nigeria first in Nigeria now. This can be domesticated in the states too, where each state government will encourage their citizens, their residents to buy from their MSMEs, the local MSMEs in the states. We also have ease of doing business being replicated now, domesticated in some states. It would be a fine idea to, if every state can have this done, to monitor how business is being done and improve ease of doing business for the MSMEs. Then again, too, we have PEBEC at the national level. It's fine that PEBEC now wants to start touring all the states in the federation from now to July, looking at how each state is doing when it comes to ease of doing business. The state level too can have a desk for ease of doing business in their different states, if possible, also replicate it in the local government. This will really, really help, and it will continue to promote MSMEs. And then I think also too that MSME councils needs to be reactivated. We have the MSME council at the national level. Some states have it, but not all the states. This is where issues, policies, and regulations of MSME are discussed and actionable plans are being designed. I think it's also good to replicate it at the national, state, and local governments.
Okay, very good. Very, very insightful and informative. Thank you very much, Dr. Goshola, on the subject of enabling subnational reforms and MSME growth and investment attraction. It's important that every player in the space keep their eyes on making sure that MSMEs get the best of attention and support. Okay, so I'll be calling on Mrs. Awoyemi again on the subject of capacity building and peer networks. What role do incubators, cooperatives, and business clusters play in knowledge sharing and resilience?
Okay, thanks for the opportunity again. So I would base this on the clusters that I talked about earlier. If we have clusters, I think it plays a huge role and it gives a lot of opportunity as well. Adaptation of new technology. So information goes around quite fast. Policy implementation, just like Asha said earlier, policy implementation is faster because getting the message across to these people becomes easier. So you have them in one spot, so it's easy to communicate, educate them, train them. Your training is even faster, it's easier because you pass the information once, not what we currently do from group to group. So that is the importance of cluster and cooperatives. And interestingly, Nigerian businesses are fast when it comes to creating cooperatives, getting it registered and all of that, because it comes with a lot of benefits. They're able to assess loans, they're able to assess support from all as much as they would want. Then sourcing in bulk actually helps them. So if you want to build capacity, I think when you have these MSMEs together and you're able to address them, like we have the Association of Small Business Owners of Nigeria, Dr. Beshola, I really appreciate that group. So if you have a group like that, it's easy to reach out to them, understand their challenges, and you're able to solve it quite fast, unlike what we have with scattered MSMEs around Nigeria. So I will stand on the cluster arrangement bit. I think that is the best approach to capacity building from where I sit. So I think the clustering is still top on the list for me when it comes to capacity building. So it's something we should look at and find a way to make it work. It goes a long way. Thank you.
Okay. That's very, clustering is really key for MSME growth. Every MSME out there who is still doing it alone needs to get this into their strategy, to get into a cluster that will ensure that they get the support that they require. So I'm going to go to the next item that we're going to be that we are considering today, and it's on digital connectivity and innovation. How can digital tools enhance collaboration, logistics, even knowledge sharing among MSMEs? How can MSMEs collaborate with tools? How can they enhance their businesses and their outputs with using digital tools? So I'll request Mrs. Aisha Rahim to please speak to this.
Absolutely. I think there's a strong role for digital connectivity and digital connectivity and innovation. We've seen heavy investments in Lagos State, where I'm from, in fiber optic broadband. We've seen the scale of companies like InterSwitch, Paystack, the unicorns of the continent that really were able to build their businesses on technology and creating that network. I will say yes, we know that technology has a role to play, but I'll caution that role in the sense where, you know, technology is soft infrastructure. In the sense where you're having a software business or a software as a service business supporting corporates, or perhaps you have a mobile app that is supporting consumers and different customer groups. That said, though, there's a limit to technology. If for instance, you're thinking technology optimizing train travel in Lagos State specifically, we know that we've introduced the metro system. But I'll say in that case, technology has a very limited role to catalyze or accelerate such an industry. And as much as we're talking about technology, we also need to consider the role of hard infrastructure. So at the moment, technology can do little to accelerate the growth of our metro system in Lagos State. However, at scale, once we have even more infrastructure of the train network, of the metro network, you then have a case to say technology can scale the business. So technology can do only, I feel essentially what I'm saying is technology goes as far as the infrastructure, the hard infrastructure that is available in the ecosystem that is being discussed. So while we are, and I say this particularly from the agricultural standpoint, there have been a lot of agricultural technology companies which have failed, and failed because there's a lot of hard infrastructure lacking in the business. Yes, you have a mobile app or you have a software app, but without road networks, without good quality trucks, a business like Kobo 360, who is focused on improving the efficiency of trucking, truck distribution and truck transportation, the business is limited by the infrastructure on which it depends on, which are road networks, trucking networks, fuel networks. So technology has a role to play. Absolutely, we've seen that. But I think we must also consider that technology is not just being built for the sake of technology, but it's aligning existing hard infrastructure gaps. So using technology as an enabler as opposed to a driver of change and innovation is one key thing that I have seen implementing in the agricultural space, and also observing the growth of sectors in Lagos State and across Nigeria.
Wow, thank you very much, Mrs. Rahim. Mrs. Rahim just spoke as an authority, in fact, as a player in the market, because she runs the business Farms to You, and she has used her own ecosystem to explain, you know, yes, the role of technology, but also how far technology can go. So for everyone who is looking to deploy another tech, for her in her space is agro tech or ag tech, what she has explained is that yes, technology can drive. Technology can enable, it cannot drive. And that is so, so important. So I'll call on Mrs. Awuyemi to just share briefly her thoughts on this matter of digital connectivity and innovation.
Thank you. Yeah, so I totally agree with Mrs. Rahim. I think technology, yes, fully. There's something I've observed recently. Technology is not something that has been fully welcomed in Africa when it comes to MSMEs, right? So while we are adopting technology, I think we'll get to the point where we continue to call for infrastructures. Like she said, if you have all the technologies in the world that you cannot move your products, what's the point? So while we're building technology, I think we should also look at infrastructures. I totally agree with you.
Thank you very much. We must invest in infrastructure so that our technology can enable like they should. Okay, so we'll go to the last question. And after that, we'll go around the table again and just engage a bit more along all the lines of that we have discussed. So I'll be calling on Dr. Egbeshola once again to talk about finance and investment linkages. how can MSMEs be connected to alternative finance sources like angel investors, crowdfunding, cooperative funding, and all kinds of funding options, you know, that are available? How can MSMEs be connected to these available sources of funding? Dr. Gweshola, please.
Thank you very much for that germane question, because that's the top on the table of MSMEs, particularly here in this part of the world, where finance is our number one and critical challenge. Yes, the time has come where we have to move beyond traditional banking and loans to embracing alternative financing. And like you have highlighted, we've seen a number of alternative finance sources like angel investors, crowdfunding, and all of that. And how do we link? How do MSMEs get a link to some of these alternative sources? The first thing is that I think information is key. Many of the MSMEs we have today do not sometimes do the extra work of getting information that will support their business. I think MSMEs should be open to building their own capacity, getting information, making good use of those information. We have a number of angel investors, crowdfunders, and all of that in the space, but few MSMEs are aware and are taking advantage of it. One way you can also connect is by ensuring that you belong to a business membership organization, just like ours, where information is being given out from time to time on how you can access fund alternative sources available, and sometimes handholding you to be able to get it. There should also be a platform linkages where we have platforms for some of these alternative sources and linking them directly to the MSMEs. It's also good for government through policy to encourage alternative funders to come on board. It will not be a bad idea if, for example, tax incentives are given for angel investors, crowdfunders, so that we can have more of them in the ecosystem supporting MSMEs. There's also need for us to get these MSMEs investor ready. One thing is for you to need funding or investment. Another thing is for you to be ready for it. And one of the ways we can do it as MSMEs is embracing this new platform that we call Business Development Support Providers. We have them in chunk now, in and across the country, and you can make best use of them where you get the kind of information you need. They help you to prepare your documentation, your certification that prepares you for funding and be able to access it. It will also interest you to know that even Government Suite is doing a lot to ensure that MSME are now connected to finance, both the traditional and the alternative form of finance. One of it is through this Nigerian Growth Board, being sponsored by the Nigerian Stock Exchange, whereby as MSMEs now, you really do not need to actually have so much money, actually have so much documents, and perhaps have to be public liability company before you access fund through the Nigerian Stock Exchange now. Through the Nigerian Growth Board, you can now access funding. Sometimes too, we have other platforms that gives you grants. These are now coming up every day. If you go to the information space, you see a number of international organizations hanging out grants for MSMEs. And most times, many of these opportunities are not being taken advantage of. So it's important for us to also make sure that we train these MSMEs when it comes to financial literacy, so that they can also know the kind of packages they have and be able to work with it. It's fine also for government to begin to see how we can bring about frameworks that will be connecting MSMEs directly to some of these investors. So there are so many investors overseas, particularly Nigerians in diaspora, that are looking for viable businesses to invest in, but there are hiccups here and there. This kind of framework will help to open the door, close the barriers, and help our MSMEs. We have also a lot of deal rooms going on connecting MSMEs with investors every now and then. How many of it are our MSMEs aware of? They also need to keep abreast with information and see how they can take advantage of it. Let's also see how we can begin to share success stories and case studies of those who have been able to access some of this funding through alternative sources. Because here in Nigeria, many of the MSMEs don't even believe some of the news. They think it's that same old story and nothing comes out of it. So when we have a platform where we share success stories, case studies, and testimonies, it will make them believe the more and perhaps go through the extra mile to prepare themselves to take advantage of it. Of it.
Thank you very much, Dr. Gbesola. What I hear from what you said is, you know, along the lines of MSMEs must belong to clusters. MSMEs must belong to clusters because that is where opportunities are shared, capacity building will happen, support in one way or another will be provided, access to market. So MSMEs must exist in clusters. Thank you very much for that. I would request Mrs. Rahim to also chime in on this, to share her thoughts on this subject as well.
Yes, thank you. And I
particularly on the point he made about the point he made about tax incentives and also investments. There's something called EIS and SEIS, the UK Entrepreneur Investment Scheme, and I can't remember the full term for the other one. But these are tax incentives to encourage investors to invest locally. So essentially, if you invest as a UK investor in the local markets, you get tax benefits for taking risks in investing into growing business, SMEs, MSMEs. I think there's a real opportunity to the points, Dr. for doing something similar in Nigeria, and specifically in the sense of how do you catalyze capital? Because when you're speaking with local investors, they're often thinking or asking questions like, what is the return on this capital, or rather on this investment? They are very risk averse. The government has a role to play from a policy side to reduce the risk, and tax incentive does play a critical role in that point. And I completely agree with all the other points that were raised by Dr. Epeshola. And particularly on EIS, SEIS equivalents in Nigeria, this is actually something that I'm particularly keen to pursue within the policy and regulation team at the NESG. And absolutely what he said as well in terms of participate, be part of your community. I think one thing that Nigerians, we complain a lot, but how many of us actually participate in the due diligence process? We need to be good civil ambassadors to hold our leaders accountable for building a world that we want to see. But if you're silent and all you're doing is making noise on social media without taking active role in your community, knowing about the policies that are available to you, the benefits that are available to you, there's very little that the government can do to change that. So as much as yes, there's the opportunities for policy, I think to the listeners, there's also action that you can take by being more involved in your community, learning more and influencing change, because that's what everybody on this call is doing. We all have our 9-to-5, but for us is also thinking about how do we contribute to the growth and the future of the country.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Rahim. Okay, so just to round up, you know, I will just request our panelists to please just say your final words to MSMEs in Nigeria on this matter of strengthening linkages in the Nigerian MSME ecosystem. So I'll go around so that we can take it one by one. I'll start with Mrs. Awoyemi Olubomi.
Yes, thank you. So basically, I think if you're an MSME, you should look out for groups where you can get information, where you're able to lay your hands on what you need to grow. Like I always tell the MSMEs in our community, you have to invest in your business, invest in yourself, develop yourself, attend master classes in your area of specialization, and ensure that what you're bringing to the market is very competitive. Then you can now go for additional when you know what you have to offer is actually valuable. So invest in yourself, invest in your business. It's very key.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mrs. Awoyemi. Dr. Gbesola, please.
Yes, the time has come where we need to pay more attention to that quote that says that you walk alone, you walk fast. You walk with others, you walk far. Yes, and that's the way it is now. We just must be intentional about forming networks, collaborations, linkages. We can start our business alone, we can run it alone, but I can bet you we cannot scale it all alone. We need others, we need networks, we need linkages. Let's continue to identify all the relevant linkages that our business needs and divine strategies to key in and make the best of it.
Great, thank you very much. So we must prioritize collaboration over competition. All right, Mrs. Rahim, your final words, please.
I think mine will be build what is actually needed. Don't assume, be in the market, keep your ears on the ground. Focus less about, it's not solution, take a problem-first approach. Rather than putting or giving a solution to people, really understand that their problem and build around their problem. So I think, in summary, whatever you're delivering, is there a business need for it? Is there a consumer need for it? And keep reinforcing that that need exists by keeping your ears on the ground to Miss Olubimi's point, as well as also collaborating to Dr. Egbeshola's point. So those would be my final words. Build what is actually needed.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Rahim. Thank you very much, Mrs. Awoyemi. Thank you very much, Dr. Egbeshola. It's been quite an interesting conversation, looking at how to connect entrepreneurs, strengthening the linkages, strengthening linkages for entrepreneurs, seeing how they can be connected to the opportunities, you know, that is around locally and globally. So on that note, we have come to the end of this podcast. Thank you very much, everyone, and happy International MSME Day. Bye for now.